Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 7th of December, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and it'll sprinkle a little bit 48 hours in there for you. Coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, people have been waiting, and it is here. Amazon Prime Video has come to Apple TV. That's right, Apple TV users in more than 100 countries now have access to Amazon Prime Video. And what's also nice to see is that anyone with the Apple TV 4K or even the older model can actually enjoy the service as well. Of course, you're going to get all the Siri goodies with Prime Video. That means you can search with your voice. And of course, with that, Apple's now boasting about how it can search for about 1.3 million TV episodes on Apple TV now. But she's still, for some reason, can't give us the correct directions. Go figure. Regardless, it is nice to see Prime finally on Apple TV. Took too friggin' long. But at least it's already there for the upcoming holidays. This might affect some of our photographer listeners out there here on the British Tech Network. You remember that thing called Lytro? That sort of light-filled photography? You know, it was like a type of camera. You don't really remember it? Well, not a lot of people probably do. Didn't really catch on with consumers. That's probably why pictures.lytro.com, yeah, it's going to be gone. Yeah, Lytro's shutting down its multi-focus photo-sharing platform. This is kind of all of a sudden, because up until November 30th, yeah, you could still go over there, post your images, have all the fun you wanted with, I guess, four other people. But I guess they figured, yeah, we're a week into December, this thing ain't working because it hasn't been working, it's time to shut the servers off. That means now the only way you can view your multi-focus images is through Lytro's desktop application. And you might be wanting to get that downloaded while you can, because who knows how long their official website's going to be around. Ah, combining the world of beautiful sounds and Lego-style furniture. What's that mean? That means IKEA and Sonos are coming together. Now, we told you before here on the BTN News Show, IKEA has been kind of doing some stuff with home automation. So I guess they're thinking, we need to check this a little further and get into the sound realm. What better way to do that than probably with Sonos? Now, details are a little sketchy, but according to IKEA, they want to combine IKEA home furnishings knowledge with Sonos expertise that could give the consumer something beautiful, easy to put together, and not break the bank at the same time. Yeah, that's pretty much all they said. Oh, they did give a date when we might be seeing this collaboration come together, 2019. Don't you just love it when they announce this stuff 2 years before? We'll probably never see it. But hey, here's to hoping. And finally, we are a little early with the news show today, so I don't know if we're going to get set up. Let's try. I mean, why not? Let's try and see if we can get set on the phone. Yep. He's not going to answer, is he? I think he's hungover. Or he may not even be there. Might have passed out at a strip club somewhere. Don't worry, I've got you covered for today. I anticipated this. Today's crap for Christmas is going to be on the fashionable side. It is the SSLR Men's Christmas Santa Claus Party Casual Hawaiian Aloha Tropical Shirt. Isn't that the longest freaking name you've ever heard for a clothing product? Not to mention, if you look at this thing over at Amazon.co.uk, you're going to go, holy moly, it's like Santa threw up on himself. I mean, you got freaking reindeer and palm trees and Santa and waves and snow, and it's just a complete drunken psychedelia. Not only that, it's available in two festive colors, too. You can get it in red, or you can get it in blue. Personally, I would get the blue one. Believe it or not, this thing is actually available on Prime, too. And will only set you back about 15 pounds with free UK delivery. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for everything that's BTN. Please, if you haven't already, go over there and check it out. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And we have our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back, of course, for your Friday, oh yeah, edition. I can't wait for that. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully, we'll get Santa on the phone. It might be my fault today. I mean, I am early, and gosh knows Santa's always late. Anyways, I hope you have a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.